It would stand to reason that the trail of wrongdoers would turn cold after 60 years, but counterintuitive or not, that does not appear to be the case with the Justice Department's Office of Special Investigations. OSI tracks down former Nazis in this country, and a case filed last Thursday in New York was its 10th of the year, and that is more cases than OSI has filed in 1 year since it started up almost a quarter of a century ago. Eli Rosenbaum is director of the Office of Special Investigations of Justice. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Mr. Rosenbaum, how is it that your office is able to find more people now in a year than it could, say, 20 years ago?
Well, I would like to say that we've got the best staff we've ever had. They are expert at finding the proverbial documentary smoking gun in archives all over the world. We have access now to records that no law enforcement authorities had access to a decade or so ago.
Records where?
Principally records in the former communist countries of Eastern and Central Europe.
So you're able to find from archives there evidence about people who did things, names, and then match them up with people here?
Absolutely. We're not only able to find evidence about suspects of our office, we are actually able to find names of people who ought to be looked for because they would logically be suspects. We have found rosters of death camp guard units, rosters of mobile killing units, and the like, and we have methodically checked those names against U.S. immigration and other records.
Last week, your office asked a judge to revoke Yaroslav Belaniuk's citizenship. That was the 10th filing of the year. What does Mr. Belaniuk stand accused of?
He was involved in the persecution of Jewish inmates at the Travniki labor camp, which was adjacent to what was really a school for mass murder, the Travniki SS training camp. And part of the training was training on live prisoners at the Jewish labor camp.
Obviously, the people you're finding now are pushing 80 at least. I think Mr. Belaniuk is 79. Can your office go on for much longer before all of the suspects are gone?
Well, obviously, we are in a race with the Grim Reaper, so to speak, and sometimes the Grim Reaper wins. So in the intermediate future, this work will certainly come to an end.
You've been with this office since its founding, 1979?
I am the original summer intern at this office.
Well, I'm just curious, in that time, have you ever come across the story of some former camp guard, some ex-Nazi, someone who served in the Nazi death machine for, say, a year, lied about it, got into the country, and then led a life here, which, if not exemplary, was at least worthy of pardon, let's say?
For the most part, our suspects and defendants have led undistinguished lives here, but there are certainly exceptions. And one that comes to mind that could qualify is that of Arthur Rudolph. Rudolph was a member of the Wernher von Braun German missile team, and in the United States was ultimately put in charge of building the rocket that took humankind to the moon, the Saturn V rocket for NASA. Here was someone who had served the nation, but we did pursue the case anyway, and I strongly believe it was the right thing to do.
His contributions to the space program did not win him an indulgence in the end.
They didn't. He had been given what we believed was a sufficient reward by the United States. He'd been rescued from devastated Germany and had been allowed to work on his life's dream, which was rocketry and what became the space race. He had been rewarded more than enough.
Mr. Rosenbaum, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Eli Rosenbaum is director of the Office of Special Investigations of the U.S. Department of Justice.